From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Following 2 days of indirect talks in Kazakhstan, Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed to support a partial Syrian ceasefire that's been in place since late last month, even though members of the opposition expressed doubts about its effectiveness. The government delegation said an assault on a rebel stronghold west of Damascus would continue. Rebel spokesman Ismail Rice said the opposition offered Russia its own proposals on shoring up the truce.
In 7 days, we'll get the reply about our ceasefire paper. We'll see in 7 days for sure if the regime will keep violating the ceasefire or the militias, because now the areas under besieged is mainly besieged. Most of the forces are Iranian-backed militias, so we are waiting to see what will happen on the ground.
Rebel concerns brought this reaction from chief government official Bashar Jafari.
Those who say that they are not happy because of the negative role of this party or that party, whether it is Iran or elsewhere, they are fishing in the murky waters. Iran is one of the three guarantors, equally to Russia and Turkey.
UN envoy Stefan de Mistura, who attended the talks, said he hopes to reconvene Geneva political talks next month. Gambian lawmakers have lifted a state of emergency and revoked a three-month extension of ousted leader Yahya Jammeh's term as the country prepares to receive its new leader, Adama Barrow, still in Senegal, where he took the oath of office last week. Banjul resident Mohamed Hassani is hopeful for the future.
I want a better Gambia and a free Gambia for everybody, not a Gambia that people are scared to talk or people are scared to say the truth, you understand? A Gambia that is right and straightforward.
Jammeh left the country Saturday, followed by the intervention of a regional ECOWAS military force to ensure security. This is VOA News.